seemed like I may remember once or twice, maybe the gas went off, electricity went off, and she cooked it in the fireplace, yeah.
But what would she cook it in?
In one of those black pots. She cooked it on the stove in a black pot. That's all I can ever remember, a big black skillet.
Okay, all right. Size of it?
They also had a skillet. It wasn't a skillet, it was a pot. And the pot had the cover of the pot had a ring all the way around it. And when they put it in the chimney, they'd pick out some coals and they'd put them in that ring, and it would cook the top and the bottom.
Now, when you eat fish, do you eat every cornmeal with fish? Like the round things?
The hush puppies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Other ways that you may know of cornmeal being prepared, like would they ever fry it in grease? Or
cornmeal? Well, they'd make, what was those little things they called? It was like some little...
little frogs, I'll call them.
Little frogs, that's what my mom would call them, little frogs. But that wasn't with cornmeal. That was with regular white, what is it, flour.
What is that?
That was wheat flour, I guess.
Okay, tell me how that, do you know?
But that was like a little, like a little hush puppy?
Give me galette, you know what that is?
No.
Okay.
Is that?
Well, that's
like a flapjack, huh?
Flapjack, okay, all right. No, galette was a kind of a fried dough batter that they would eat someplace over in, well, they eat it over in eastern Louisiana, around Slidell, that sort of, that area over there.
Yeah.
Now, okay, your mother might make round things, you know, that would have a hole in them.
Donuts?
Okay, or you call them what?
Crepe. Crepe?
Yeah. Or other names you had for fried cakes of any sort?
When you were saying, I'm gonna remember them, but
croissignol.
Croissignol, that's a donut.
Okay.
Croissignol is a donut. Crepe is a more like a little pancake or a little fried donut, but it wouldn't have a hole in it. Croissignol would be the round one with a hole in it.
The frogs you talking about? I've eaten some of your mama's.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that.
She called them frogs because once they would hit the hot grease, you know, they kind of spread out and they'd have arms and legs to them, so she'd call them frogs.
Uh-huh. Well, we would make those with cornmeal and call them a corn dodger or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A bagnon? Do you know what? I'm not pronouncing that right. I know.
Bagnon.
What's that?
Now, there's bagnon seeds. It's a little bit of sesame seed. Bagnons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bagnies.
Yeah, but he's talking about a donut type thing. Bagnier is a donut.
Yeah.
French donut.
At least that's what some folks said. But mostly, you didn't buy your bread. There was this bread you bought at home, had at home, and then the bread you bought at the store called, well, you didn't buy your bread most of the time.
No, we didn't buy any bread.
So it was pretty much special when your mother...
Homemade bread? It was always homemade.
Yeah. Well, when your mother got when she went out to the store and got some
store-bought bread?
Store-bought bread or baker bread, what you call it.
Baker bread?
Okay. Any other kinds of cake? Would you ever put any part of the hog in with the hog meat or... in the hog with cornmeal when she was, your mother, when she was cooking it or anything like that? For example, the rendering from the hog.
Hmm.
Take the cracklings.
The cracklings. We make cracklings, yeah. Cracklings and syrup.
Okay. Cracklings and syrup?
We eat cracklings and syrup.
Cracklings, or would you put anything else with it, or just...
Cracklings and syrup.
Okay.
Bruce, but y'all would eat mush.
Tastes a little funny. Yeah, right.
Mush. What's mush?
Cornmeal. Okay.
You just take cornmeal and cook it, say, in hot water. It would come out real soft.